Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Our next guest is Starship Shevin's officially back on the Marks and Reese show, and he's doing big things on Fox again this year. But yeah, is he working with Colin Cowherd? The great Michael Vick joins John and Ike here.
He's a little bit of everywhere, man, on Fox.
You're doing the 11 o'clock show on Fox, Mike? What's up, man?
Yeah, I'm doing the 11 o'clock show. What's up, fellas, man? Good to be back on. Yeah, I'm doing 11 o'clock.
With Cowherd.
With Cowherd. And,
he's been tough on the Eagles this year, Cowherd.
I don't know why. Proof is in the pudding.
It is.
Well, let me ask you before we get to some football, man. Let me just ask you, how are you enjoying after football life, right? You're in the TV a little bit, and how are you enjoying this? I get a chance to see you on Fox. A lot of people around here don't watch those shows, the Skip Bayless and Shannon and Colin Cowherd, but I get a chance to check you out, man. How are you enjoying life after football?
Man, I'm enjoying life after football. I never thought it would be you know, as smooth of a transition. You know, you play the game for so long, and football is just your life for years and years and years, and it starts to become, you know, repetitive, and, you know, but you enjoy it. Mm-hmm. And you know, as of right now, to be able to just transition into, you know, former coaching, to be able to transition into, you know, TV, you know, was a different challenge, and it was fun. And, you know, I'm very thankful.
Yeah, man, lots of family time. You can actually, during the season, you're concentrating on football too much. Is it strange being home with the family once September starts? I can hear him in the background there too, Mike.
Yeah, I was going to say he just started walking, man, so just bear with me a little
How
bit.
Old?
Can you
How
repeat
old?
The question?
How
old? He's 9 months. He's 9 months, and, you know, just
quarterback? What do you think? What do you think? Can you tell yet?
You know, the way he looks right now, man, and as much milk as he drink, I'm thinking more on the defensive side of the ball. You know, he's a little stocky, man. He's definitely like 26, 27 pounds right now.
But wow is right.
Yeah.
Jeez.
Good, man.
But it was actually the perfect situation, because I was asking about your family and how's it been adjusting? Because you said, I mean, it's an adjustment when you're done playing. The adjustment of being a dad more and being around the family more, as opposed to getting ready with game plans and everything on Saturday. Something you're enjoying?
Yeah, it's awesome, man. I have a chance to be around my son full time. I had a chance to kind of hit the reset button, and you know, all the time that I miss, you know, being a dad. You know, when I was playing ball, now I get to have that time back. And, you know, to be able to balance it between work and the family, man, is something that they're excited about and they really appreciate.
Give some more of that milk, Mike.
Yeah, you know what? That's what I'm going to do. Right now, that's pretty much all he wants. See, that quiet him down.
Hold on, Nicky. I'll have to leave you. Are you at home alone, man?
You know, me and my daughter here, man. And, you know, she's in the living room doing some homework, and I'm babysitting. See, y'all caught me at the perfect time. Y'all caught me right in the middle of daddy duty.
Yeah, I know how it is, man. I have a 1-year-old at home.
That's all good, man. I'm sure you got a chance to check out two of your former teams last Thursday night as they opened up the season. You're very familiar with some of the guys on the Eagles roster as well as the guys on the Falcons roster. Just your thoughts on the game last week and what you saw from the Eagles, and even when you look at the Falcons, I guess they are a team the Eagles may see in the postseason in the next few months or what have you. You got two teams that are playoff type contenders. What did you think about last Thursday night's game?
Yeah, I think definitely, you know, that was, you know, a great game, man. It was identical to what it looked like in the playoff game, and that was the exciting part. I was there to watch it, and you know, it was just two great teams going at it. But, you know, you can easily say that these are two teams that can meet down the road at some point. And, you know, I'm excited for both sides, man. You know, Philadelphia definitely looks like a contender again. The way Doug Peterson has continued to evolve as a head coach, as, you know, a guy who calls the plays for either of the two quarterbacks, shows that he can find success. And, you know, with that defense, man, it's on the up and up for the Eagles. You know, they're really in a good position.
Yeah, they really are. I'm talking to Michael Vick, who down doing great TV stuff. Also, I mean, you did some coaching in the Alliance of American Football. So you just mentioned Doug. What's it like being on the other side of the ball, to where now you're the coach? You're not the guy out there making plays. You're the one trying to decide what the guys are going to be doing.
Yeah, you know, it's kind of cool, man. You get to evaluate talent and see what guys you can take and build a game plan around, or, you know, what guys can be best suited for, you know, certain plays. And, you know, it's about, you know, coaching and teaching. You know, I get a chance to give back to the game, you know, vicariously through younger players and the next generation. And, you know, everything I've learned, everything I've been able to, you know, digest as a player, I get to give it to them and then watch them go out and execute it. And when you know what it's supposed to look like, then you can demand the best. You can demand the most out of the players. So, you know, I'm excited to be on the coaching side and ready to just see how far I can go with it and how good I really can be. So another challenge, but, you know, life is full of challenges, and we should always be looking forward to, you know, bettering ourselves in some way, shape, or form.
When you look at this NFC, Mike, we talked about the Eagles in Atlanta. What are some other teams that kind of jump out to you that I guess when you – sort of project what it's going to be come January, those six teams, what are some teams that you think have a chance to be in the postseason at the end of this year?
NFC?
Yeah, in the NFC.
Most definitely Minnesota Vikings. You know, I didn't understand the move with Kirk Cousins because I thought they had two good quarterbacks in Bridgewater and Case Keenum, but obviously it's working out. We'll see. 15 more games, and we'll see how they ride it out. You know, most definitely the Rams. They looked really good the other night against the Raiders, especially with the defense that they've been able to put together. Getting Donald signed and bringing in Ndamukong Suh, and you got Marcus Peters and Aqib Talib and Sam Shields and Brockers. I mean, those are guys that are certainly game changers. So I look forward to those two teams being in, and then, you know, maybe Carolina or New Orleans sneaking in. You know, obviously it's a long way to go. New Orleans had a heartbreaking loss, you know, this past Sunday, and you know, I'm pretty sure Cam will find a way to bounce back. So, you know, this is going to be an exciting season. I think one of the best that we've seen in a long time.
Hey, Mike, being a former quarterback that used to make a lot of people be like, "Wow, I can't believe he just did that." Watching the game on Sunday night with Aaron Rodgers, he goes in with a knee injury on the cart. And normally, when you go in the cart, you don't come back out and play. Meanwhile, he came back out on one leg and was playing. Just an amazing effort by him. When you're watching that, what's going through your head?
Well, you know, when you watch Aaron Rodgers, you know you're looking at a once-in-a-generational type of guy. You know, it's so many great quarterbacks, you know, come and go, and they have long careers, and, you know, they do it with a different style. Well, Aaron Rodgers has his own style, and it's been that way since he started, you know, his third or fourth year, and it don't look like he's slowing down. So what I seen the other night, and I'll be honest, I didn't think they was going to win the game. Down 20 to nothing when he came back. I'm like, they're struggling. Khalil Mack is on the other side of the ball. Bears defense is playing. They got some momentum. And then it's Aaron Rodgers doing what he does. And so it didn't surprise me when they won. I was happy to see them win because of the way it happened. You know, I root for the Chicago Bears because me and Matt Nagy, you know, we spent some time together and we're real close. But it could have went either way. But, you know, when you got greatness, you know, a la Aaron Rodgers, that's what you get.
That's what happens. One quick one out the door. You were a Steeler for a brief time, and you were in that locker room. Are you surprised how this whole Le'Veon Bell situation with the contract is shaken up? Is it surprising to you that he's still not back?
Yeah, I'm surprised, man, because I got, you know, a lot of love for Le'Veon, and he's put in the hard work. He's worked his butt off over the years, and you know, I think the appreciation for running backs, you know, it still has to be held to a high standard, especially when you have a guy who can, you know, just be versatile all over the field and can be a game changer. He led the team. Well, he was second on the team in receptions last year. You know, along with all the carries that he had, I think 400 and some odd touches. That's a lot. And you can't account for that. And then you think about the mismatches that he creates. I think it's worth paying for. But, you know, Pittsburgh, maybe they see something, you know, behind them that, you know, they can work with. You know, I don't know. You know, if I was the general manager and he played for me, I would try my best to get it done. But we don't know all the ramifications behind it. We don't know, you know, the details. So,
right.
You know, it's a business, and that's what it is, what it'll always be.
Yes, sir. All right, mm-hmm. Mike, we'll see you on Sundays on Fox, and get back to getting the milk or the pacifier or the burp, whatever you're going to do.
Down. The milk laid him down. We all good now. We can go on for the rest of the night, baby.
All right, Mike.
All right, Seven. Take it easy, brother.
All right, boss. Y'all be good.
There he is, Mike Vick.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.